Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, the fifth day of October 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Masses of vital news and information that we will be covering here in the next 3 hours. And we're going to open the phones up early in this hour. Any issue, any news item, any piece of information you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. By the way, folks in England and Minnesota can get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but we certainly can't here in Austin, Texas. We can't even get to the servers. The Drudge Report is down in certain areas. A lot of websites, a lot of routes to websites aren't working. Really strange internet activities going on today. And I've seen reports the last few months of where Japan won't have internet for today. China won't have it for 2 days. India won't have it for a day. Half the U.S. won't have it for 5 hours. This shouldn't be happening, but they have not upgraded the big switching hubs. They've said the, quote, internet is dead, and that the Internet 2 crowd with the government in collusion are not updating these systems for the increased traffic. So it's basically like not expanding a road and then letting the road just basically fall apart as more and more traffic is added to it. And I'm told that's a big part of this problem. So we are very busy tracking this as it happens as well. So I'm sorry for those of you out there that are having trouble getting to the sites. Believe me, it's very frustrating here. I get so addicted to my own website that I actually was almost throwing fits this morning. I mean, I was really getting angry, and I don't normally I get angry on air. That's about it. I'm not normally, getting angry about stuff involved with fighting the New World Order. And, I mean, the other day I had a computer freeze up while I was trying to finish up this new video I've made, The Order of Death. And it's the little 35-minute addendum that goes with the new re-edited Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And, the whole computer crashed, lost a bunch of work, didn't even get mad. But can't get to my website. I mean, my wife's like, settle down. I was, bawling my fist and kind of lightly, bringing him down on the table. Like somebody who's waiting for their dinner to be brought to them, with a knife and fork banging on the table. So I'm going through withdrawals right now. I'm trying to calm myself, asking myself, why am I so upset by this? I mean, in years past, the sites went down routinely. They just never go down. And then this is some internet problem itself, and then I really feel powerless. That's the danger of the internet. It's very empowering, but it's also very disempowering. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what Google's up to. We'll talk about what the NSA's up to. We'll talk about this RFID tracking grid. Do you ever think you'd hear CNN with this report, Bush introducing martial law? That's the final line here in this lengthy headline. Bush military bird flu roll slammed, a call by President Bush for Congress to give him the power to use the military and law enforcement roles in the event of a bird flu pandemic, has been criticized as akin to introducing martial law. I'm going to talk a lot about this today, this impending bird flu. Head for the hills. Give up all your rights. Bird flu is going to strike any minute. It's almost as deadly as Planet X and the Tooth Fairy.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Folks, we're live. Fifth day of October 2005. Let me run through some of the news we'll be covering today, and then we're going to go straight to your calls. Micah, Linda, Anton, Jack, and many others, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Bush has said that because of the flooding, because of the hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, and because of the threat of terrorists, and because now the impending bird flu that could just kill billions, they're saying, between 100 million and 2 billion, that because of all of this, we really need to use the military on us in our everyday lives. That's what he's asking for. Just what they've already privately, quietly geared up to do. I've been to all the big training drills. I've witnessed it. I've made 3 videos about it. We've talked about it forever. In the late 1980s, they had troops dressed up in police uniforms raiding gun dealers in Virginia, in California. And we have the interviews with the military people admitting it, of course, in films like The Road to Tyranny. So quietly they've gotten rid of it. Quietly they've had the questionnaires. You can forget 29 Palms back in the mid-1990s, where they said, under PDD 25, will you fire on American citizens and confiscate guns in order to do so? And 24% of the Marines said, ooh, rah, I got a brain the size of a of a pee. But 70-plus percent said, no way, Jose, 76%. Well, they just took that 76% and put it in Macedonia and other parts of the world, gave them deadly vaccines, gave them horrible duty. And the little scumbags that said they would, they shot up like rockets. And now they're swaggering around as captains and majors and colonels and generals and General Shoemaker, who barbecued all those kids at Waco. Well, he's been promoted to Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's swaggering about. Comes out in declassified documents that he headed up the Pentagon's occult operations with the black magic and the rest of it. And yes, it's mainstream news trying to stare at goats and kill them with his mind. This is the type of individual that runs things now. They brought in the Ruskies with their white noise machines to torture the Davidians. That's a Time magazine, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So we got quite a collection of really nice people. Really nice people. And whether it was in Rome with Caesar 2,000 years ago, or whether we're talking about today, what's happening with our government, anytime the government wants to use troops on the people, two words come to mind, two terms. Dictatorship, despotism, the big T word, also tyranny, police state. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. The Constitution says that you're not supposed to behave like this. The Bill of Rights says you're not supposed to engage in these activities. The federal government is to coin the money, have a navy to protect the nation, and to patrol the borders. Those are the three main things. So the troops are supposed to be on the border, but they're not. Well, they are in some places to search citizens and other people, but they're not there. Oh, we can't put troops on the borders to stop illegal aliens. We just cannot do that. But we can have them in Iowa. I remember right after 9/11, there was local news piece in Iowa, and it was on the internet, local TV news, and they said the troops have been in the airports, but now they're going to be out on the highway searching your vehicles. Please comply. And it just showed troops on the news saying, please step over here, ma'am, and they've got their guns out, and they're searching her goods. Now, see, that's totally illegal. You notice Bush is saying, I want to change the law. Well, why do you need to change the law if you're already doing it? Well, it's like Patriot Act 2. They never passed all of Patriot Act 2. They passed a few pieces of it. But they were already implementing enemy combatants, secret arrest, operations against U.S. citizens. They were already, and the courts have admitted this, implementing Patriot Act 2 weeks after they passed Patriot Act 1. So they openly operate outside the law. So they've had military operations all over this country, supposedly supporting the police. And they're patently illegal. Regular army. Then they tried to claim, well, Posse Comitatus, you know, deals with the army. Well, the army in the law simply means federal troops. So we can use Marines, and we can use the Coast Guard, and we can use the Navy, and we can use Space Command, Security Police, and we can use whoever we want. We can use private security firms, now numbering in the tens of thousands actively in this country. We can vest them with government federal power. And the scholars and the courts have said, no, that's clearly illegal. They don't care. They just continue doing it. And it has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorists. It is the telltale sign of a police state. It is the telltale indicators of a country in massive decline. And then you have the backdrop, the classical backdrop of the tyrants looting the treasury, bid rigging, insider trading, giving their buddies lucrative billion-dollar contracts. All of it on its face is felony-type behavior. Just in your face. But no one dare challenge them because They've got us already under a state of martial law. The Washington Times reported about 2 weeks after 9/11 that we were now under a state of martial law with the orders and executive orders and PDDs activated by President Bush. And see, it's like saying you're in hot water. Well, that's really kind of depends on your perspective. Yeah, this country's been in hot water for a long time, but it was just a little bit uncomfortable. Now they've turned the tap on, and they're not mixing any cold with it. They're just pouring boiling hot water into the tub. And the tub's already half full, and it was already hot. But they're pouring the hot water in, the boiling hot water, and it's starting to really get uncomfortable. And we're pulling our feet back. We're pushing back in the bathtub, trying to get away from it. It's hitting our knees, and it's burning, and we're going, ow, that really hurts. Man, that's bad. Whoa. You know, national ID cards, forced psychological testing and drugging, open borders, gun control, gun confiscations, bringing all these socialist judges in, going after Judge Roy Moore. Hey, that's not conservative. Hey, stop that. And the water's getting higher and higher and hotter and hotter. And you guessed it, folks. You're like the frog. I mean, are you going to jump out of the tub? Or are we just going to sit there like a bunch of idiots and take this? Bush military bird flu roll slammed, of all places, CNN. A call by President George W. Bush for Congress to give him the power to use the military and law enforcement roles in the event of a bird flu pandemic has been criticized as akin to introducing martial law. Well, there's no akin to it. This ain't its brother, this isn't its mama, this isn't its granddaddy. This is martial law, the creature, the entity. This isn't akin, this isn't related, this is it. Bush said aggressive action would be needed to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. outbreak of the disease that is sweeping through Asia poultry and which experts fear could mutate to pass between humans. Well, I thought it's already killed 50-something people. But when you really read those reports, it says, well, they may have died of the flu or they may have died of bird flu. And remember, folks, I mean, tens of thousands of people die every year in this country of the flu. There's 298 million of us. The next census comes out, it'll probably be a lot more than that. We're probably about 310 million, but we don't know right now. It's obviously over what it was 5 years ago. So 20, 30,000 really isn't that many. It's a huge number, but in the aggregate, it's not. I mean, do we hear about an end of freedom, an end of society, an end of, you know, total federal dictatorship because the bird flu might get us and the Russians come out? The Russian government scientists known for their lying activities. Oh, this could kill 1 billion people. This could kill 2 billion people. Our government says it could kill 100 million people. And then we talk to the scientists. We look at actually what they're saying about bird flu, and it's just fear-mongering. You know, every year there's going to be some new flu that's going to kill 1 billion people. Every year, better get your shot. Such a deadly event would raise difficult questions such as how to quarantine might be enforced, the president said. I'm concerned about what an avian flu outbreak could mean for the United States and the world, he told reporters during a Rose Garden news conference on Tuesday. That was so staged. That little reporter brings it up. Bush looks down at his notes and goes right into it. One option is the use of military that's able to plan and move, he said. So that's why I put it on the table. I think it's an important debate for Congress to have. The Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 bans the military from participating in police-type activities on U.S. soil. But Dr. Erwin Redleiner, Associate Dean of Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health and Director of the National Center for Disease Preparedness, told the Associated Press the president's suggestion was dangerous. We'll come back and take some calls and get more into this article. But notice how, well, we got to have troops searching you and aiming guns at you because of the terrorist. We got to have it because of the avian flu. We got to have it because of the bird flu. We got to have it because of SARS. We got to have it because of flooding. We just got to have troops, okay? And yeah, once we get rid of this law, they're going to be telling you what to do, and like in Red Dawn, but so what?
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have been to the operations. We have been to the drills. We've actually been there when the Marines are running checkpoints and then all of a sudden it goes live. They're supposedly running a drill out on some lowly highway coming into a small town. Swansboro, North Carolina, one example, and then all of a sudden they just swing out, block the road, families pull up, they go out of the car, thank you very much, line up right there, and the police are there assisting them, and just giving these young troops the training to engage the American people. We found something illegal, officers, take them down. Did you stand up against the wall? You have the right to remain silent. So, where'd you get this marijuana? You know, that's what it's all about. You understand, folks? Russia, Nazi Germany, East Germany, China, they didn't even normally have troops out at checkpoints. I mean, this is like extreme martial law. This is extreme. But the border stays wide open. And we would tell you about this, and you'd laugh, and, oh, it's not true, some of you out there. Well, now you've seen the gun confiscations, first chance they got. Turns out the looting was maybe 5% of what they said it was. Turns out there may have been 20, 30 maximum actual people out with guns looting that were dangerous, and thousands of police were afraid of them, and thousands of troops had to cower and call off evacuations because somebody heard a gunshot. And it turned out it was cops shooting at dogs and alligators. Oh, there was a shot in the city. We're calling it off. Man, we need martial law. We need troops. Somebody shot a gun in the city. And then there'd be cops shooting over the next hill, and cops would freak out and hear that and call in SWAT teams, and the SWAT teams would creep up to the edge of the hill, and, oh, it's other cops. I mean, there's New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press. There's local news articles. It was all a fraud, all made up. They blocked the aid, let the city break down, jammed the police communications, cut the police communications. The police pulled out. Then the people started throwing fits. There were some problems at the Superdome. And then they swoop in, and for 3 days sit there, we've now learned. I talked to folks that have been there. We've had them on air as guests. And the troops just sat there for 3 days with piles of food and water the news wouldn't show you and wouldn't let the people have it. FEMA was giving all the orders, trying to entice a riot. No, 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 you don't get all this water. No, 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 you don't. Now, you've got to act, throw a fit for the news. Throw a fit for the news cameras. We're going to use this to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Well, that isn't working too well, so they did it in Seattle, folks. Back in 99, the government hired 50 thugs, anarchists, black bloc anarchists. Please don't send me an email. When I say black bloc, I'm not talking about black people. There's three types of anarchists, green bloc, red bloc, and black bloc. Black bloc are like government terrorists, usually. And then there's the red bloc, which are communists, and the green bloc, they're environmentalists. And all of them are just fascistic, globalist, minion troublemakers, and they don't even know their political spectrum. They'll criticize the free market to your face and then tell you they're anarchists. Okay. No, that's called communist. But, and I've dealt with them. They're feds here locally. They operate with impunity. I've seen them conversing with the police, running their operations. But in Seattle, it was admitted. I mean, I made a film about it, The Takeover. And it was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Weekly, and Seattle Times, all three of the papers. And it's in the film. And we have the police admitting it on tape. The world sees 60,000 peaceful protesters against the WTO. Can't put up with that. So they called in 50 thugs trained in Oregon at a U.S. base with Big Ford Foundation money. They walk them in there. They house them in a government building. And they let them burn trash cans, knock out windows, and hit cops upside the head with beer bottles. The cops were ordered, sitting there crying because they were so mad. Really pathetic. I can't believe police would follow criminal orders to let people assault them. But they'll do it dutifully. That's called being a slave. And the news got the images. Why don't the cops do something? All dressed up in their little Darth Vader outfits, their black helmets, their black clubs, their black body armor. When it was raining, their raincoats were like black capes. Actual Darth Vader outfits that the feds designed and issued to them under a federal grant. And then they pulled out. Those 50 anarchists, as I watched it live, disappeared. They all ran to their government building right next door, one block from the police station, under police guard. They began laughing and screaming, stupid thug teenagers hired. Delta Force was commanding them from the hotel down the street where Clinton was staying. All in the news, Delta Force commanding them. Delta Force. Delta Force. Just like the British SAS is caught carrying out terror in Iraq. And then the police savagely attacked the peaceful protesters. And the whole world was trained that police should attack protesters. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
By the way, we're hearing all these articles now about martial law and troops running our lives and no due process, and the media will kind of criticize it. Oh, that's not very good. Let's talk to an expert who thinks we should do it. You didn't expect them to introduce it as absolutely wonderful. No, they have to. They have to ease you into it. See now, with all these big discussions of it, oh, our media is talking about it. Our media is dealing with it. So we'll get more into this CNN article that some of the quotes in here sound like, you know, they're talking to one of our listeners or something, the one of us. And then Paul Watson wrote a great article yesterday, Bush cites military takeover in case of flu outbreak. 5 developed nerve disorder after receiving meningitis vaccine from the New York Times, but of course it's just coincidental. Never mind all these special, very rare, bizarre, or new diseases you get. I mean, every day there's a couple articles about vaccines causing people to die of bizarre autoimmune diseases, or people basically liquefying in pools of blood, or people taking shots and convulsing and dying, or... But never mind, everything's okay. We'll get into that article later. And this ruling came out a few days ago, but more details have now been materializing. Buying of news by Bush aides is ruled illegal. Really? You mean covertly paying people off, thousands of reporters to lie and push propaganda, and spending hundreds of millions of dollars in fake newscasts per issue is illegal? You mean fake news paid for by the White House and the Pentagon is bad? But again, you tell the general public that they are putting on fake news, and they'll laugh at you. That's ridiculous. This is America. And then you prove to them that the news is being paid for, and they'll go, well, I guess that's good then. If George Bush is in office after all, everything must be all right. George Bush is a sniveling puppet. And, of course, this is the New York Times saying this, and it's been confirmed that multiple reporters that they had on staff who are now leaving the Times were on the Pentagon payroll. Buying of news by Bush's aides is ruled illegal. Let me tell you how else they do it. You get a call by a local government agency or by a corporation. Man, if you do some better reporting on this particular issue, or if you'd stop running those columns by Billy Bob, by the way, this has happened to me in radio, we'd put a big ad contract down. How's that sound? I'll never forget when Mark Keister called me into his office. He's the guy that gave me my first radio job. I went back almost 10 years ago now. I started out on Access TV, and then about 10 years ago, got a radio show. And he liked the TV show, so he gave me a weekend show, and it got good ratings, so I got a weeknight show. But after I'd been on weeknights for about a year, he called me in, and he goes, man, the LCRA just offered us a gigantic contract, and they don't advertise with anybody. But they're really upset about you being on the air, and it could be more money if you weren't on the air. They don't want any of the ads running in your show. And they were kind of implying that they don't like you being on, period. And I said, Mark, why do you think they're offering you all this money? And he said, well, obviously, to try to control what we put on, what we do. He goes, I'm going to take their money, but we're not going to do that. And they sure enough did run ads and then later complained. And the LCRA, people think it's government. It's not. It's private. But they have governmental power, their own SWAT team. Again, men with machine guns. They got men with guns. You know, like the railroad had its private regulators who go around bossing people around. And they go around and they get tax money, and now they basically tax us, but they're private. They're buying up all the water supplies, jacking up the prices. But out in all the rural areas, they'll have LCRA fish fries and have everybody out. That reminds me of John Gotti. A couple times a year, he'd have big pizza and you know, Italian food for free for his neighborhood in Brooklyn. And people go, I just like John Gotti. He buys us pizza and puts on a fireworks show once a year. I like the Don. Same thing with LCRA. I like the LCRA, Alex. Every year I go eat free catfish. Don't be so stupid. See, folks, I'll talk to you straight. These people don't. They just slime around you. I didn't even know who the LCRA was 8, 9 years ago when that happened. I mean, I knew they were the Lower Colorado River Authority. I said, man, I better check into the LCRA. And boy, did I find out they were a barrel of snakes. Who thinks that, I mean, who were scared of me? I'm talking bad about the New World Order. I'm talking bad about Bill Clinton. I mean, I was pretty mainline conservative at that point. I talk about the Federal Reserve and stuff like that, and talk about the loss of liberty and the police state being set up. And they're the big dogs around here. They said, hey, who is that? And they got unlimited money, billions of bucks to throw around. So, hey, we don't like him. There's big money in keeping your boy under heel. So, buying of news by Bush's aides is ruled illegal. We'll go more into that. FBI joins drills on nuke terror. Military U.S. law enforcement step up WMD exercises. Arrests made in brutal attacks on immigrants. This is from the Associated Press, but notice it doesn't get picked up. Investigators, 14 farm laborers, rape Florida teen. All 14 of them. But two white guys raped an illegal alien's wife, and it wasn't racially motivated. They were just criminals. And it's international news, the evil white scourge. But it's every day, scores of articles, just scores of them, where it is racially motivated by our wonderful little illegal aliens, and it hits the local news, but you'll never hear about it on national TV. Those statistics aren't going to be kept by the hate crimes people. 10 now dead from Toronto mystery illness. We'll go over that. And Bush wants, again, Reich's military coming up. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Micah. Micah, where are you calling us from today?
Calling from Myrtle Beach, Alex. Spoke to you last week about the hydrogen bomb off of Savannah.
Yeah, that old hydrogen bomb that got dumped by a fighter bomber back in the 50s, right?
Yes, sir. In 1958, a B-47 made a mid-air collision with another fighter jet, and he intentionally ditched it so as not to crash land with a nuclear device and have a possible detonation on our soil. I can understand that if that's the story. But I'm getting some mixed reviews. Do you mind if I say the search engine that I use to get this information?
I don't censor people.
Okay. I went on Yahoo search engine. I searched the web with these words, nuclear bomb off coast. And I got 2,530,000 hits.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you ask permission to plug a search engine?
Because, Alex, I'm not used to shows that are as loose as yours in Real America, and I'm used to these other AM freakers out there that just really don't give any credence, and they make you basically banter to them so you can get on the air.
I know, they make you kneel and grovel, some little pathetic screener. Makes you jump through 14 hoops, and then you got to go on air and go, oh, thank you so much for all you do.
I sat through the whole duration of the Matt Drudge show just to get the word out about the Pakistanis having the Augusta Class B submarine. You know, because I thought it newsworthy, and they did too. They said, "Yeah, we're going to get you on next. We're going to get you on next." Next thing you know, I waited 3 hours. The show was over. But that, anyways. Aside from those,
did they ever get you on
there? What I wanted to get to,
sir,
was,
did they ever get you on?
No, sir. No,
well, see, that's because they thought it was worthy, but Lord Drudge knows, as an important operative in the New World Order, what he can and can't do.
Well, it didn't have a semen stain on it, so he probably was not interested in it.
But, what was your other point?
My other point, the Atlanta Constitution, September 8, 2000, had a report that said specifically in these words, Air Force denies nuclear unexploded device off Georgia, South Carolina coast. A 2001 report stated that the Air Force commented it was irretrievably lost. And just one other quick point, in 1958, Secretary of Defense Howard, I believe that's who it was, allegedly sent a memo concerning this to the president, and it said, I marked this down, like I said, all off the internet.
Okay, sir, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, complete nuclear bomb with its plutonium capsules installed. It is better left buried in the seabed. Well, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Derek Duke and Harris Parker, a treasure hunter, allegedly found it. Alex, it's allegedly within 15 to 20 miles from downtown Savannah and less than 20 feet of water.
Well, it can't detonate now. Thanks for the call. I don't know if you've studied how they build hydrogen bombs, but it's uranium jacketing plutonium. So instead of basically a A-bomb, an atomic bomb is uranium, and a hydrogen bomb is plutonium. And the primitive A-bombs fire a bullet of plutonium into the uranium. And there's a bunch of different configurations. I don't claim to be an expert on it, but they then jacket all of that with a perfectly spherical mass of high explosive plastic explosive. That explodes and focuses the energy because of metal jacketing around that, inwards onto the uranium, which then explodes and compacts into the plutonium. And believe me, it's a radioactive mess. And it's not good for you, I'll assure you. Not good for anybody that eats fish, obviously, caught in that area. But at the same time, the ocean eats through metal. And I would say that within an hour of the water getting into that bomb, that it was inoperable. I mean, the problem with nukes is, even when they're supposedly perfectly milled and designed, and hydrogen bombs are a lot more complex, hydrogen warheads are a lot more complex than A-bombs, that if it doesn't go off just right, it doesn't detonate. That pressure has to be perfectly focused in to compact those radioactive materials so they didn't go critical. Start bouncing around so fast that it causes an explosion because all those atoms are bouncing around so fast. But everybody knows, and I haven't checked into this, but I'll take your word on it, everybody knows that that bomb in the late 50s was ditched in the ocean. I mean, it was all over TV at the time, all over radio at the time. It was all over the newspapers at the time. I mean, I've seen TV shows about it on television, and I don't watch much TV. So, I mean, everybody must know about it. I mean, if I know about it, it's all over the place. But what I take your word on, what I don't know, is that the military is now denying it's there. But that is par for the course with everything else they do now. I mean, the just bald-faced lying that goes on now, where they just change their stories on a daily basis, and they're openly proven to be liars, and no one is held accountable. So I fully believe you that they're on the news saying there's no hydrogen bomb off the shore of South Carolina. I mean, I believe you. I'm sure if I type it into Google, I'll find that. And clearly, this just shows what liars they are. I mean, going through the news this morning, I mean, there was just literally... There's a whole bunch of articles here where it's just bald-faced lies. I've never seen such lying. I mean, and contradicting themselves on a daily basis, and the media doesn't even challenge it. But remember, 4 years ago, the Pentagon said, we're going to lie to you from now on for your own interest. We're going to run domestic propaganda to the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence. And then their first official announcement after that was, strike that, we're not going to lie to you. So somehow their lawyers think they're covered by going, okay, everything now is going to be a lie. And I mean, remember Pat Tillman? Total lie. Private Lynch? Fable. Total lie. Produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. He actually produced that lie. He actually, with the Pentagon, over satellite TV, when they knew that she'd been rescued, described how to do it, how to kick the doors down, how to act like the Delta Force went up against all these enemies. So, I mean, this government has lost all credibility, but there is this crowd in America who thinks that being patriotic is worshiping the government. And, folks, if you knew history, and again, I've been really talking down to people lately. I'm not talking to our general audience. I know there is a big group of people tuning in for the first time, people driving along in their cars for the first time listening to this. And you know what? I want to slap that smile off your face. I'm going to talk to you straight. Being a gibbering idiot is not cute. And laughing at what I'm saying right now is not funny. You may think freedom is troops shoving guns in your face. And you may think freedom is the government cramming Ritalin down your child's throat. And you may think freedom is a lowering standard of living and the dollar devalued by 45%. You know, that's another scam. Bush cuts taxes roughly by about 6-7%. For some people in a $200,000-plus-a-year level, I'm told it's even more. I'm always for tax cuts, but not if you radically increase spending, doubling the growth of government, which he did. Now I'm against it. Then you got the argument of, well, when you cut taxes, it actually generates even more money into the Treasury. Not at this level. No, it doesn't. Look at the numbers. Look at the deficit. But it's worse than that. They've devalued, they printed $5 trillion in the last 3 years. $5 trillion. That's just in money they've printed. and then they can loan out 10 times that the banks can on their balance sheet. It's just zeros and ones. The money you think you got in the bank is just zeros and ones, folks. The dollar has, I'm really mad about this. A little bit of money I got in the bank for my children's, college someday, if they choose to go to college, is worthless. I don't even have any money. It's like the peso or something. And you know what? Mexicans in Mexico know what it is to have a weak currency. I talk to full-grown adults in business, people making $100,000 a year. These people, they know how to play golf, they know how to act cool, they know how to drive around in an SUV. They don't even know what it means to have the dollar devalue. I mean, there is like a group of retarded people out there. I mean, educated idiots. They got high IQs, but they're dumber than some immigrant from India who doesn't have $5 in their pocket.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we need to get thicker skin. Nobody called in to complain, but when I call yuppies retarded, I don't mean, I have family members that are brain damaged. I have an uncle who had a motorcycle accident and is brain damaged, and I have a sweet little cousin who is brain damaged. So I'm not, when I say retarded, I'm not making fun of people like that. But I mean willfully stupid is what I mean. I talk to educated people with degrees, and I go, do you understand? Would you rather have a 7% tax cut, or would you rather have your dollar not devalued by 45%? And they'll sit there and argue with you that there's no inflation. It's just basic. 2 + 2 = folks, I'm not that smart. I'm just an average Texan. And I mean, I can see what's going on. They're turning this place upside down. I love this country so much, and I've really been angry lately. I apologize to the audience. I just can't help it. I mean, I cannot help it. I read about them killing little children for their organs in China, and how our government gives them all these funds, and the UN gives them all these awards, and I read about how, you know, the horrible things our government's doing over here, and I read about, you know, biological testing on our own population and on other populations, and I just look at the things our government does to us and all the things. It freaks me out to turn on TV and the president saying, I want to use troops on you. Oh, it's so good. When I know they've been planning for this forever to confiscate guns, they've got Dutch and Mexican troops and British troops here in America. Everything we've always talked about, and now it's happening, and I just know that it's coming down. I know in my gut that the time is short, folks. I know that they know the time is short, and I'm going to tell you right now, I can just tell you, with all the evidence and all the indicators, bad stuff's going to start happening. And we're very close to it. And, you know, I should be focused and trying to rally the troops at this point in time. It's just that at a primitive level, I just get mad. And I am mad. And we should be mad. I guess I really shouldn't apologize. I just know it's obnoxious to listen to sometimes. But a lot of you tell me to get madder. You know, you appreciate it. I just know I don't like feeling like this. And I love this country. And I am just a pack of criminals has seized control of it, is literally looting it, strip mining everything our forefathers and mothers built. And I got to watch these smiley-faced criminals who I know are just the scum of the earth up on TV posing as our saviors, and it makes my blood boil. Anton in Texas, then Lorendo and Robert and many others. Go ahead, Anton.
Great show, Alex. I got a question about concealed handgun licenses and your opinion on them in Texas, and if you think that would aid in a gun confiscation. I just recently bought me some guns, person-to-person sale here in Texas. You can do that, of course, you know. And I just wanted to know your opinion on concealed handgun licenses, if that would aid in them coming to take your gun or not.
It's a very complex issue, but on the face of it, it's bad. And I know people who give the course and have it, and they'll tell you it's bad. But they do it for a certain reason, which I actually agree with them on. And it's first off, it turns a right into a privilege. I am for Vermont-style concealed carry. Vermont has the lowest crime rate in the union, and you want to carry a concealed gun? Voila! Do it. And the concealed part's great because it doesn't scare all the idiots, the domesticated slime who's afraid to see another slave with a weapon. And it's like in the slave camps 200 years ago, you know, the blacks that wanted freedom could never do anything because the rest of the blacks would go tattle on them. Look, he Wilford's got a knife hidden under his shirt. Get him. Tell you what, stay there.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.